Perhaps the most basic level of emunah is this awareness that Hashem is the Adon HaKol. He's the master of everything. And that's why, first and foremost, we say, Alein l'shameach l'Adon HaKol. After that, we can then say, L'aseis gedila l'yetzer b'reishis, to ascribe greatness to the one who formed, created master b'reishis. And this idea of Hashem being the Adon HaKol is vital and crucial to understand. In fact, we know that whenever we see Hashem's name written, Yudke Vavke, who was, is, and will be, he who brings existence into being, as the verse says, we never pronounce it that way. It can't be Hoyges Hashem Ba'isi Yosef. The word that we say when we read Yudke Vavke is Adnus. What's Pshat? The name Yudke Vavke is Hashem's Hanhaga of Rachamim. You see Hashem's Rachamim in the essence of the Bria. But the problem is, we don't always see Hashem's Chesed and Rachamim. And therefore, because it's not always apparent, we can write it, but we can't say it. Because writing is indicative of that which is concealed, actually. What you say is that which is revealed. So we express the Shem Havaya through the Shem Adnus. And that is the name that we use. And Hashem's in control. Not just that He was, is, and will be. And in fact, the Gemara Pesachim Daf Nun says, V'haya Hashem l'melech al kol ha'aretz. V'yomu yeh Hashem echad v'shmai echad. One of my favorite Gemaras. Talking about the pasuk that we say at the end of Alina. And Hashem will be king over all the world. On that day, Hashem will be one and His name will be one. And the Gemara asks, what do you mean? On that day, Hashem will be one. His name will be one. That means He isn't today. His name isn't one today. He isn't one today. Can't be. Amar v'yachah bar chanina. Like olam hazeh, olam haba. This world is different to the world to come. In this world, when we hear good news, we say baruch atah v'amitiv. And when we hear bad news, we say dayan ha'emes. In the world to come, we will always say hatoy v'amitiv. No matter what happens, everything's hatoy v'amitiv. Meaning, in this world, even though we have emunah that everything Hashem does is for the good, we can't always feel it. It hurts, it's painful, it doesn't seem good, it doesn't feel good. We can intellectually know it, but we can't always feel it. And therefore, in a way, it feels like there are two hanhagas, though Hashem runs the world in two contradictory ways. And it's only in Olam Haba we'll see that it was just all good. Hashem Echad. Ushmai Echad. And that's what Gemara says. Ushmai Echad. What do you mean? Hashem doesn't have one name now? Right. Nowadays, Hashem's name is written, Yukevavke, but we say it B'Shem Adnus. This is the idea. That we can't necessarily feel Hashem's Rachamim right now in a world of din, where things are difficult, they're harsh. But really, it's two sides of the same coin. And therefore, nowadays, we do say, we must say, Dayan HaEmes, when things are difficult, challenging, and hard. And when we have the good stuff happens, we say, Atov HaMeitiv. In the future, we'll have the full revelation of the Shem Yudke Vavke. We'll be able to say, Atov HaMeitiv, we'll understand how everything was really Hashem's Rachamim. How it's all really for the good. And therefore, right now, we say this praise of Aleinu L'Shabeach Adon HaKol. Understanding that Hashem runs the Bria as He wants. He's the Adon HaKol. He's the master of everything. Even if we can't fully plumb the depths of Yudke Vavke, the Shem Adnus is the name that we can say. And that's what we hold on to. At the beginning of the journey, as the primary start point. But at the end of Alina, we'll get to Hashem Echad, Ushmai Echad. We'll see the full revelation of everything that Hashem is and does.